Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 12th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
It's Simon Rispin, 33, and from Harrogate in North Yorkshire.
And how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. Yes.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Previously being a fan of Anthony Gormley, seeing a piece of his work, Blind Light, when it was the Haywood and Crosby Beach, and just kind of followed his things. So found out he'd applied as one of the possible opportunities on the fourth plinth, and when he won that commission, thought it'd be worth seeing. Never imagined I'd be on, but thought it'd be worth applying.
And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
More opportunity to be involved in some of his work. Followed quite a lot of his work and seen quite a few of his installations, so it was keen to be involved in it, really. More his connection than the fourth plinth in itself, but more being involved in his work.
Yeah. So what are you planning on doing today?
Never really expected to get picked, so when I did, it was a bit of a shock, and it's really just a friend suffers from MS and has set up a website, shift.ms, and I'm just really promoting that. It's a community website for people suffering, so they can go on a forum and share their experiences with other people suffering the same. And it just seems something, not wishing to shout and scream about it, but just promote their website and hope that it gets a few more hits and a bit of interest.
And how did you decide on this charity in particular?
Friends connection, really. Somebody who I can relate to, somebody who I know, as opposed to just a larger charity which perhaps has other means of advertising, as it were, itself. Just an opportunity to do something for somebody I knew, local charity who is doing great but always need some kind of advertisement almost.
And could you talk a little bit about the charity?
It's a community forum. The website is set up for people to log on, share experiences, ask questions to other MS sufferers. People get diagnosed very early, and you hear about people suffering from MS are always, you know, kind of middle-aged, elderly. This is set up more for younger people who get it, you know, 22 to 40, when most people are diagnosed, and it's really an opportunity for them to go on a website, discuss their experiences, get feedback, meet other people who suffer the same things, really. So. Okay.
And can I ask a little bit about yourself?
Live and work in Harrogate, in North Yorkshire. Worked at architectural practice, been there just 10 years. Enjoy my job, thoroughly enjoy doing that. Do a lot of scuba diving outside of that.
How long have you been working where you're at the moment?
10 years, just gone. Harrogate based practice, 35 strong. Do a lot of work for retail and commercial clients, but been there a while and enjoy it.
And how did you get into architecture?
Very early days at school, enjoyed design, technology, that kind of thing. Did some design led courses, did a little bit of interior design, and went to Huddersfield University to do architecture.
And what kind of projects are you working on? Is it kind of private or public?
At the moment, very heavily involved in retail projects. Major supermarkets, ranging from small little stores to kind of 100,000 square foot retail units.
Okay, so. Great. And you live in Hartford?
Harrogate. Yes, live just outside Harrogate, small little village, kind of 15 miles outside Harrogate.
And have you always been based around there?
Always been based, other than university, did a stint at Huddersfield for 4 years, and then came down to London for maybe 6 months, but that's probably 7 or 8 years ago. Other than that, in and around Harrogate, yeah.
And you mentioned the fact that you're quite a keen scuba diver?
Yes, yeah, got into it 4 years ago, off the back of just a holiday overseas, where it was one of those things you could try as part of the deal, and just got into it, met a really good bunch of people, current girlfriend, through that. It's just everybody's from a different walk of life, so it's very far removed from kind of business and things, and dive both in the UK and overseas. Been to the Maldives and Thailand this year scuba diving, and dark old quarries in England.
And how do the two compare? I can't really imagine what scuba diving off the UK would be like.
Scuba diving off the UK is dark and miserable, cold. Scuba diving overseas is sea forever and a lot better, obviously, sea life. Sharks, much better sea life, much better coral and things. A lot of UK diving is a quarry that's been set up for diving specifically, so there may be a couple of sunken planes or something in there, but compared to overseas, it's different, completely different. It's really just UK diving these days, just to keep my hand in, as it were. I need to dive every so often to keep your certification up to date and things, so it's really just a case of doing that enough to, and a little bit of training here and there, but more the social side of the UK diving, to be fair.
And you said you've done some various certifications.
The way the scuba diving is, the main society, as it were, is PADI, which is worldwide, and you do certain levels, open water, advanced open water, all the way through to master scuba diver, and then you start kind of progressing on to teaching and things. So I'm currently a master scuba diver, which is enough to be able to just go off with somebody else and dive wherever you choose to dive, really. So, okay.
And do you normally dive with the same person?
It's a big mix, really. Dive with Liz a fair bit, and then there's a club in Harrogate which is maybe 50-60 members strong, and we'll organise weekends away here. We do a week in the Red Sea every year. There's 20 of us go on that, and it just depends really who's diving, what you're diving, as to who you want to dive with. It's not specific to anybody. A small group of us who go a lot more than I go with other people, but no one specifically.
Sure. And can I ask you a little bit about your interests, music, sports wise?
Little bit of a Leeds Rhinos fan. Go and watch rugby league now and again when I can get there. Don't really follow sports so much as, say, Leeds Rhinos. No one on in football, and unfortunately the cricket, but don't really follow that.
And just to go back to your hour on the plinth, are you doing it for anybody in particular?
No, well, I mean, obviously supporting the charity, but the original involvement was just my own interest, really, in being involved in something that Anthony Gormley was organising. And, you know, as I say, I've been to a few of his installations and Crosby Beach and things like that. It's just a personal interest, really, of being included in it. And it'll be interesting, you know, I've been watching it since it started to see what people are doing, and it's interesting how different people are doing different things, and also how they're getting different reactions. You know, some people are just sitting there, and I kind of fully appreciate that, having now been chosen and racked your brain as to what to do. So, just a personal interest, really.
And how do you think this project has, well, compares to his other works that you've seen?
He's obviously well known, I think, for his kind of wish to interpret and analyse human figures, perhaps more so than the human form, but certainly human figures. And obviously it's a unique opportunity to do something live, as it were, and get more from the person rather than just the kind of vital statistics which a lot of his other pieces are based on. So I think he will get to learn a lot more, or be able to analyse a lot more compared to what he does now, just by different people doing different things.
And have you been following the project so far?
Bits here and there. Been logging on here and there, really. Not avidly watching it every hour, but the enough of most days to see probably a fairly widespread of what people are doing. And it, as I say, it's interesting how much different things people are doing.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll contribute to the project as a whole?
I'm one of 2,400 people. Everybody will contribute different things. Quite what I will contribute, I don't know from the next person. But 2,400 people make it up, and each of those will contribute a small piece of it, I think.
And can you just tell me what exactly you're planning on doing when you're actually on the plinth?
I've got a number of t-shirts supporting the Shift MS website, which I'll probably wear them all and then take them off, not necessarily every 10 minutes, but kind of throughout the course of the hour. They've all got individual slogans on, which have been put together by the people on the forum. They've chosen slogans on the back of them, you know, explaining to people about MS or just highlighting their cause, really. There's some stickers which, depending how many people are watching, you know, we can be giving out, or and that's it, really. So I've got my camera and tripod to take a few photographs for my own records, really, but just enjoying being part of it, I think.
And are you wanting to engage with the public whilst you're on there?
I guess that depends if they want to engage with me. I've no kind of great desire. I know some people have taken loudspeakers on and some people have really kind of actively encouraged audience participation, as it were. I'm not looking for that, but if people want to, you know, engage with me, then, you know, I'm not sure. I think it depends on how it goes when we go up there. So.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
About what, sorry?
The live streaming.
No problem at all. It's absolutely fine. I've been watching some of it. I know full well that there was a whole load of people kind of back in Harrogate who are probably desperately trying to log on as we speak, which is probably more nervous than actually getting up there and doing it in front of everybody down here, because those are the people that know me, whereas here, other than Lisa who support me, there's nobody down here to see that, really. So
you have your girlfriend with you today?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
Just an involvement in it. And I don't know, really. As I say, when I applied, I never expected to be picked. And now, kind of having been picked, it was all, well, it's a couple of weeks away or 3 weeks away when you find out. And now we're sat here and we're half an hour away. I don't know. An involvement in it is the main purpose for me, really.
So. Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's great. Thank you.